Time for the rural news now with Maya Burry in Ōtautahi. Kia ora, Maya.
Morena, Corin.
Now, fishing company Sea Lord is introducing a vaccination policy.
Yes, so this is a sector where the government hasn't introduced a mandate and instead it's left companies to do their own assessments about whether it's appropriate to require staff to get vaccinated. And Doug Paulin is Sea Lord's chief executive. He says as the country moves from a strategy of eliminating COVID to mitigating COVID, it does want to ensure that all staff feel safe when they come to work. So the Nelson-based company, it has been consulting with its 1,200 staff over the last fortnight, getting their views on a mandate. 70% of staff supported such a mandate, 20% said they were vaccinated but didn't want a mandate, and 10% were just against the idea. So Doug Paulin says it's now come up with a plan which tries to cater for everyone's views.
We are giving our staff an opportunity to get vaccinated and for each of our different areas to reach 85% vaccination by the 24th of January next year. And then for unvaccinated staff, they'll be tested regularly. And that's likely to be somewhere between 3 times or potentially even daily, depending on the testing regime that we come up with. Now, if those areas don't get to 85% vaccination by the 24th of January, then we'll be mandating vaccination in each of the areas.
Now, these areas that Mr. Paulin's talking about are the different processing plants that Sea Lord has, as well as its fishing vessels. He says that they presented this plan to staff yesterday afternoon and do expect that some will leave because of the decision. But he says that the company needs to try and keep the virus out of its processing plants, as he says that export markets like China are taking COVID extremely seriously. And despite it already having a range of precautions in place, one of its plants has actually already been suspended from exporting to the country this year.
What we're talking about now in terms of vaccination isn't directly associated with the rules required to get product into places like China, but really it respects the fact that you don't want to have COVID in a primary industry manufacturing plant because it creates all sorts of downsides. There's downsides in productivity, and then there's obviously reputational risk in terms of those countries that you deal with should you have a COVID outbreak in a working environment.
That's Doug Paulin, the chief executive of Sea Lord, and as you can imagine, a lot of other businesses having similar discussions at the moment.
Yeah, I bet. Now, the forestry industry, that is actually bucking the trend when it comes to these record commodity prices.
Yes, so we were talking a bit yesterday about the record prices for dairy and meat, and the ANZ Commodity Price Index, it has reached a record high, but this wasn't actually helped by log export prices, which have dropped. And so this index, it's an inflation-adjusted figure that puts an average value on all commodities, and many of them are from the primary sector. It lifted 2.8% in November, making it the highest since 2014, and ANZ agri-economist Susan Kilsby says it's those strong dairy and red meat prices leading the charge. But those gains, they were slightly offset by weaker prices for forestry, with the forestry index falling 5.7%.
The drop in the forestry prices was sort of twofold. There's a little bit of weakness in the Chinese market, sort of associated with the financial woes in their construction sector. But the biggest impact really has been the really high freight costs, which sort of finally flowed through back to the prices at the wharf gate here in New Zealand. So basically of the value of the log when it landed in China, freight accounted for about half the value of that log. So just got excessively high freight costs. That is just starting to sort of come back again now. That will sort of help even that market out going forward.
That's Susan Kilsby, and she says that overall these global shipping costs, they are expected to remain volatile. But that wraps up the rural news for this morning. I'll be back at 12:35 with another update during Midday Report.
Very good. Thank you very much, Maya Burry there, Kia ora, for that, the rural update this morning.